All right, let's be real. Too many managers love to hear themselves talk, rambling on with vague instructions that frequently leave everybody guessing. That ends now. I'm diving into why short, sharp sentences aren't just more efficient. They're actually a game changer for your team. Say goodbye to confusion and missed deadlines, and hello to clear, actionable direction. Hey, the following story is fictional because I need to keep actual experiences confidential, but it illustrates the key issues that I've seen in a rise in getting projects done. And today, I have a story of transformation and how one project manager turned her communication struggles into a recipe for success. So this is the story of a project manager named Emma, a leader with a talented team, who found herself up against a major unexpected obstacle, communication. And now you might think that in a world where we've connected 24/7, more communication would solve project problems. But as Emma discovered, this wasn't the case. In fact, she learned the hard way that more talking doesn't always lead to more clarity. It sometimes leads to more confusion. Now, she was what you'd call a proactive communicator. She led a sharp, talented team and believed that frequent communication was the best way to stay on top of her projects. She'd send emails, hold meetings, and check in with her team members regularly, and always kept everyone updated on every detail. And this level of communication was keeping the team aligned. But here's what Emma didn't get. While her intentions were fantastic, her team was feeling overwhelmed and, ironically, disconnected. Deadlines were missed, morale was at an all-time low, and confusion just seemed to be constant. The very communication that she thought would keep them on track was actually throwing them off balance. Her team didn't know how to tell her that her approach was causing more harm than help, because they were afraid of creating tension or seeming ungrateful for all of her hard work. So there she was, leading a team that was highly skilled, but increasingly stressed, not because of the work, but because they felt unsure of what was expected. And this uncertainty was eroding the confidence Emma worked so hard to build with her team. So finally, Emma decided it was time to call a meeting, a very different kind of meeting. She gathered her team and asked them to be brutally honest about what was and what wasn't working in their approach. And let's be real about this. The feedback session was not easy for Emma. Listening to her team's honest perspectives felt like a wake-up call. Sometimes felt like a slap. Her team shared that her instructions often came across as vague, and the constant flow of updates and open-ended discussions made it hard for them to focus. And they even admitted that sometimes they left meetings more confused than when they went in. They needed clear, actionable direction, not just more information. So Emma realized that they didn't feel comfortable asking for clarification. They felt embarrassed or worried that it would slow things down or make them look bad. And as tough as this was for Emma, it actually was a pivotal moment. So after that meeting, and a lot of time spent sitting thinking, she was determined to make a change. And she went back to the drawing board and did her homework on effective communication within teams. And she learned that it wasn't about more communication, but meaningful. So she tried something in the next meeting. She limited her updates to key points only and focused on setting clear, actionable goals. And instead of launching into open-ended discussions, she provided concise instructions and allowed time at the end for questions. And more importantly, she emphasized that her door was always open for anyone who needed more clarity. No question was too small. And that change did not go unnoticed. Her team felt the difference right away. They had a clearer picture of what was expected. They felt more confident about their roles, and they knew they could come to Emma if they needed guidance. Soon, deadlines were starting to be met, and morale was starting to rise. Her team was re-energized, not because she was communicating less, but because she was communicating better. Her journey revealed the truth. Effective communication isn't about frequency, it's about clarity. So let's explore how Emma took her team from confusion and frustration to confidence and success by putting their needs at the forefront. And so after that feedback session, Emma took a long look at her approach. She had to go beyond clarifying her communication style. She had to make sure each of the team members felt secure, respected, and most importantly, successful in their roles, because many employees don't feel good about themselves or their work. They're nervous. She started with something simple, but frequently overlooked, and that was listening. She scheduled one-on-one meetings with each team member to understand their individual needs, challenges, and even their career goals. And through these conversations, she learned a lot about what each person needed to feel successful. Some team members felt overwhelmed by the sheer volume of updates and meetings, while others were struggling to see how their individual tasks contributed to the larger goals. And her realization, people don't just want to work. They want to know that their work matters. They want to feel a sense of purpose. They want to feel a sense of clarity. And they want to feel a sense of confidence in their contributions. So Emma decided a new approach focused on four key principles: clarity, purpose, recognition, and support. All right, let's talk about clarity. Emma's team had been dealing with vague instructions and constant open-ended discussions that left them feeling unsure. To address this, she started setting very specific, achievable goals for each team member. And those achievable goals are really critical. She avoided broad, complex objectives that could easily be misinterpreted. Instead, she broke down tasks into smaller, manageable steps, so that each person knew exactly what was expected of them and when it was due and how it fit into the bigger picture. But she didn't stop there. She knew that deadlines alone wouldn't bring success unless her team members felt secure in reaching out when they needed help. She began every task assignment by encouraging questions and emphasizing that she was available for any clarification, big or small. It took time, but eventually her team members began to trust that they could ask questions without fear of judgment. Secondly, she emphasized purpose. During her one-on-one sessions, she realized that some team members felt detached from the project's goals. They were completing their tasks, but they didn't see how their individual contributions were moving the project forward. She addressed this by what she called project alignment sessions. And in these sessions, she would walk her team through the project's objectives, showing them the roadmap from start to finish, explaining how each task was critical to the project's success. And she didn't just tell them what to do. She showed them why it mattered. These sessions had a powerful impact because suddenly her team could see themselves as integral to the project's success. They felt they weren't just doing work. They were contributing to something bigger. Their motivation surged. They started taking more initiative, suggesting ideas and improvements, because they truly understood the project's mission. For the third principle that she was doing, recognition. Emma noticed that she'd often taken her team's hard work for granted. And sure, she'd thanked them in passing, but she hadn't realized the importance of celebrating wins, both big and small. And her team members were feeling undervalued and showed up in their morale. So Emma made a commitment to change this. She started holding weekly wins meetings every Friday, where she'd highlight individual accomplishments, from small progress on a difficult task to a major breakthrough. She'd give genuine, specific praise, letting each member know that their work was seen, appreciated, and crucial to the project's success. And this recognition had a huge ripple effect. Team members felt appreciated, and that appreciation transformed their work ethic. They became more enthusiastic, not just because they were getting acknowledgement, but because they felt valued, not just as workers, but as contributors. The last item was support. She wanted her team to feel they could rely on her and each other, especially when things got tough. Not if, but when they did. And she realized that open communication was far more important than just giving instructions. It meant fostering a culture where team members felt comfortable sharing their challenges and asking for help. So she implemented something called peer support rounds. Every week, team members would pair up to discuss any difficulties that they were facing and share advice. These rounds weren't about assigning blame or creating extra work. They were about building trust and reinforcing the idea that the team was a unified force working towards a shared goal. Now, to be honest, at first the team members were hesitant. Peer support felt strange in a culture that had always emphasized individual responsibility. But as Emma encouraged openness and vulnerability, team members started to see the benefits. They shared knowledge. They learned from each other's experiences. They became stronger together. And the team was no longer a group of individuals working in silos. They were a cohesive unit, fully committed to helping each other succeed. So through these four principles of clarity, purpose, recognition, and support, Emma transformed her project. Deadlines were beginning to get met. Productivity soared. But most importantly, her team felt empowered and motivated. They weren't just working anymore. They were thriving. Emma had done more than complete a project. She had built a culture where her team felt secure, appreciated, and successful. And so her journey shows us that true leadership isn't about controlling every aspect of a project or setting strict rules. It's about setting your team up for success by giving them the tools, giving them the trust, and giving them the support that they need to flourish. When you create an environment where people feel valued and purposeful, success naturally follows. And so if you're a project manager listening today, or you want to be a project manager someday, if you want to achieve greatness, don't just focus on the tasks, focus on the people. When you make the lives of your team members better, you'll find success comes with far less struggle. So, communication is the backbone of any successful organization. And as a manager, the way you communicate will greatly impact your team's performance and morale and overall success. And one of the most effective ways to ensure your message is clear and understood is to speak in short, simple sentences. Let's take a look at this, why that's so important. When you use short, simple sentences, you minimize the risk of misunderstandings. Complex language and long-winded explanations can confuse your team members, leading to mistakes and misaligned expectations. By keeping the communications clear and concise, you ensure everyone is on the same page. So, let's look at some examples here. Instead of saying we need to ensure that the project timeline is adhered to without any deviations, how about just stick to the project timeline? It's direct, easy to understand, and it leaves no room for misinterpretation. Also, establish clear communication channels. Decide on the primary tools that you will use, whether it's Microsoft Teams or Slack or something else. Make sure we're all together on this, and it's a great way of tracking information. Then you set the clear expectations in clear, short sentences. And doing this from the outset is important. Outlining the roles and responsibilities and the deadlines for each team member. But not only giving this to them, but talk to them to make sure they understand what the tasks are and expect of them. But I want to warn you about something. Be very careful. Don't let it morph into micromanagement. You're here to help them, not to micromanage them. For instance, during your project kickoff meeting, go over the project plan in detail and discuss each member's role, the timeline, and the deliverables. Everybody then is on the same page, as they say. Now, encourage open communication where the team members feel comfortable in asking questions and seek clarification. This is really important because one of the things I found, team members are terrified about looking stupid. And it just depends on how you answer any questions they have or bring up anything. That has a huge impact on whether you'll get some more clear communication from them. Regular check-ins on one-on-one and also team meetings are great for this. You can review progress, address issues, answer questions, and make sure that you encourage team members to speak up if they need help or don't understand something. When a team member came to me and explained they had made a mistake or describing some other problem, my only comment was a question. How do we fix it? The only time I would explode in frustration is if they had hid something for several weeks and now it was a much bigger problem. Then I would get kind of wild. Other than that, never blame, never upsetness. Just let's get to this. And as we talk, using simple direct language, avoiding jargon and overly complex sentences, go a great way to help. Here's one. We need to synergize our efforts to optimize the project outcomes. Huh? How about let's work together to achieve our goals? A little easier to figure out. Now, this is something that I wasn't as good on as I could have been, but I did develop over time, confirming understanding. Always confirm understanding, especially for the important instruction or decisions. After discussing a task or decision, ask the team member if they truly understand what you just said, because maybe it was clear to you and not to them. So, are you clear in what the next steps are? Maybe you even quiz them. What do you see as the next steps? This next part's not fun for me, documentation, because it's the key to reducing misunderstandings. Document decisions, action items, and next steps after meetings. Share these documents with the team so everybody has this. And after a meeting, send out a summary email with some key points. Not a long-winded email they'll never read, but a short one with some bullet points. You can use, this is not mandatory, but you can use visual aids like charts or diagrams. Use it sparingly because it takes a lot of work to do those. Make sure it really helps. And this one is maybe me. I think I have ADD. I don't know for sure. Never been diagnosed, but sometimes I think I do. Our brains process and retain information better when it's given to us in bite-sized chunks. Long sentences overwhelm team members and cause them to lose focus. Also, long meetings are the same thing. For those of you who've been in 3- and 4-hour meetings, good luck trying to keep track of everything. Not possible. So, if you're explaining a new procedure to the team, break it down to simple steps. First, log in, check your tasks, and update your status. Done. It makes the information more digestible, but also helps your team retain it longer. In one of the most effective ways to help your team is setting these clear goals and priorities. When they know what they need to achieve and what the priorities are, they can direct their energy towards the most important tasks. So, for example, what I've done is at the beginning of each week, outline key objectives and deliverables for the team, making sure everyone understands their responsibilities and avoid distractions. Large tasks can be overwhelming. Yes, big time overwhelming. And can lead to procrastination. So help your team by breaking down complex projects into small little chunks. Then it makes them feel more achievable. It also helps them feel successful because they knock those things down. And encourage the team to create a step-by-step plan for each project task. So, how about this? Instead of tackling a major report all at once, break it down in sections. The research, or the outline, or writing, or editing. Completing smaller tasks gives you a great feeling of progress and motivation. Very important. Now, this is for me because maybe I have ADD. Distractions are a major barrier to focus. And if you're a leader, you can help minimize distractions in the workplace and encourage a culture of focus by setting guidelines for your communication and workspace. One that I've done very effectively is focus hours, where team members can work without interruptions. I've also had a certain team member go away for 3 days. A big report needed to be updated. Go. Don't come to meetings. Just go. And you know what? It worked very effectively. And so during these focus hours, never have a meeting or non-urgent emails unless something's really critical. Now, this one is almost feels counterintuitive. But regular breaks are essential for maintaining focus and retention. Make sure your team takes short breaks throughout the day to recharge their mind. You've probably seen the Pomodoro technique. I don't find it works for me, but hey, adapt it to whatever works for you. It involves working for 25 minutes and then taking a 5-minute break. Some people like 50 minutes and take a 10-minute break. After 4 cycles, take a longer break. I don't care what you do. Just find some method, some cycle that works for you. Also, continuous learning and development can enhance focus and retention. Provide opportunities for your team to attend workshops and training sessions. Encouraging a growth mindset not only keeps your team engaged, but helps them retain new information. So, for example, you could do monthly learning sessions where a different team member shares insights from either a course or a seminar or something they've come across. Great stuff. This one I haven't found to be so useful, and that is visualization and mind mapping. There's powerful tools out there. You may want to look into it. Lots of information on how to break down complex information into simpler stuff. I've played with it. I'm not sure that I'm excited about it. A positive work environment impacts focus and retention. So create a supportive atmosphere where the members feel valued and motivated and they will focus better. And of course, we've talked about this before. Celebrate achievements. Big, big, big. Provide constructive feedback. Encourage teamwork. So when these team members feel appreciated and supported, they are more likely to stay focused and committed in their work. And this one here is really important. As a manager, your behavior sets the tone for the team. Demonstrate good focus and retention habits yourself and show that you prioritize important tasks, take breaks, and continuously seek to learn and improve. If you do, your team will be more likely to adopt these habits, especially as they see you do them. Share your strategies for staying focused and retaining information, and encourage an open dialogue about what works for each team member. Very, very important. Enhancing focus and retention in your team is essential for productivity and success. By keeping the sentences short, setting clear goals, breaking down tasks, minimizing distractions, encouraging regular breaks, all this can help your team achieve the best work. Hey, we're out of time. Our hat goes so quickly. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Ignoring the Rules. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with your colleagues and subscribe to more insights on effective team management. And please go to waynerobertson.com for the latest new episodes and additional information about this new world of getting projects done. And you can find the different locations where you can conveniently listen to the podcast, subscribe to my mailing list, and find free documents I have created for news and information about upcoming podcasts. I don't have all the answers, and so I'm always happy to see your comments and information, because we are all in this together. And the more we share information, the better off we all will be. And so let us all know what you found that works in your projects. Until next time, keep ignoring the rules and watch how fast things change.